It is midnight here in Brooklyn, New York, and you are now tuned into another episode of Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. Until 2 a.m. this morning, I'll be in the studio spinning you your weekly dose of blue tunes and sad croons to get you through your week. This year isn't getting any easier, especially with daylight savings hitting extra hard. And I think that's something we all say every year, but I think the general consensus is this year it feels way too much like midnight at 4 p.m. But with that being said, combating sadness has become a full-time job in a lot of ways, and this mix is here to allow some relief. Though some of that relief is translated via catharsis, most of this mix is here for you to bop your head along with that grief many of us are all too familiar with these days. And by that I mean, we got some tracks in here that'll help you forget that what you're singing to is a sad tune. And I don't know if that helps you at all, but it seems to help me sometimes. So, without further ado, this is the Bummer Bops Mix. You're listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Barely see my breath surrounded by jealousy and death. I can't be reached, only have a call dragged underneath, separate from you all, you all. Lost my own return in spite of everything I've learned. I hit my tracks, spit out all my air, slipped into cracks, stripped of all my care. My care. We'll be right back.
lost and I know it. Elixirs wear off and each dose the cost of a memory. One can't be all things to someone and likewise a friend. Cut your losses and go, it's only another beginning. Oh, guilt-gifted chance, the privilege of you. Desire deserving of something more true. Quick, boldly, and old, I age into. Flesh and laughter, and nothing much else occurs to me before or after. Perversion of plans, a gutter lies so long and friendless. I shed the clutter and go, beginnings of end. Feel endless. A guilt-gifted chance, the privilege of you. Desire deserving of something more true. A quick bone clean off, I need you to. Overdue, overdue, overdue.
If you are just now tuning in, this is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm DJ Susie, and I'll let you know the songs that we just listened to in the first set of this Bummer Bops mix. So we started off pretty slow with the song I'm So Tired from Fugazi, and that is off of the soundtrack to their documentary Instrument, which was released in 1999. And the soundtrack is filled with demos and unreleased songs. And this song, I think it's a really beautiful song. It's pretty heartbreaking and a turn for what Fugazi's sound is known for. And I think it just speaks to the musical talent of Ian McKay and the rest of the gang, but specifically Ian, who, of course, is DC punk and hardcore legend, the pioneer of straight edge, which trickled into so many bands and lifestyles. And, you know, for those of you who are still nailed to the X, I salute you, I guess. Novel was after that with the song To Whom It May Concern. That is from the 2019 debut album titled Novel as well. Novel's really cool. They're coming out from British Columbia, and they got that post-punk new wave thing going on, and it's jolting, but in a good way, I think. And they're a band with a message to quote from their band camp, they are preaching or, you know, spreading mindfulness and collaborative resistance, which is super important, you know, and speaking to the people and the power that we have as the people against the very few people in control of pretty much everything. But Novel's really great. Check out that EP. Then we listen to Timber Timbre with the song Moment off of the record Sincerely Future Pollution, which is the sixth release from the Canadian group. It was released in 2017. And I always love when a song just completely changes halfway through. You're like, wait, what's going on? I thought we were feeling this way. We're diving into this, and that song does just that, and that whole album has sweet little surprises like that. Then lastly, we listen to a song from Kenny Hoopla titled How Will I Rest in Peace If I'm Buried by a Highway? And, you know, I could go on a dissertation about this song, which is 2020 emo renaissance right there. I mean, it's basically a nice little mashup of 2010 alternative rock in a blender, and I fucking love it. And I think, yeah, I mean, to give references that I'm alluding to, I suppose, is it's like Block Party, it's nearly like Metro Station, it's got the grit of the Used in his vocals. Like, it's truly just this beautiful little golden ember in this, you know, dark time. And I don't know if it's me clinging to nostalgia when to feel comfortable in this uncomfortable moment, but Kenny Hoopla is hitting the nail on the head with that track. And admittedly, I haven't listened to most of his discography, but that song, I think I listened to it like 4 times today. This being the 5th time, so 5 times today. But yeah, he's just a kid from Ohio also. He's hella young. He's like 23 from Ohio. Crazy. But we'll keep going in this Bummer Bops mix. Before we do that, I do want to let you know, if you're not already listening to Radio Free Brooklyn via the Radio Free Brooklyn app, what are you doing? All you have to do is go to your App Store or the Google Play Store, type in Radio Free Brooklyn, hit the little button to download, type in your password, use your Face ID, whatever you got to do. And then once it's downloading and the download is complete, you know, I'm really just walking you through this. You'll be able to listen to Radio Free Brooklyn live, whatever shows on the air live. You can listen to it right when it's, you know, spurting out through the airwaves. Or you can go back and listen to archive shows. So that's a really fun element. So you can go and listen to any show from any program that they have posted for you. You can go find it on the Radio Free Brooklyn app. So, Stop wasting your time. Go get the app, right? But all right, we're going to hit this next set, which I think will leave you grooving still. And, you know, it's okay to be sad and groove. We can do both. Humans are complex, dynamic creatures, so never think that you can't dance when you're sad, because that might make you unsad. And True Blue is kicking us off with Bad Behavior. This is Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn.
What has changed for you?
Yeah. night you're never home. Night after night I get disappointed, cause I'm sick and tired of being alone, alone. Night after night I go for a walk, looking at the stars in the sky. Night after night I look in the mirror and wonder why a lover has to cry.
This is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn. And here are those last few songs we listened to. So we started off the set with a song from True Blue titled Bad Behavior off of her 2018 EP Edge Of. And True Blue is from right here in New York. They released a song last year, just a single, but nothing new from them recently. I mean, I guess, you know, it's hard to do things this year, so I'm no shame. I wasn't shaming in there. But anyway, I digress. We listened to Hole after that with the song Malibu off of the record Celebrity Skin from 1998. That is the third record from Hole, and the final album before they regrouped in 2010. A fun fact about that song is Billy Crogan of the Smashing Pumpkins helped write that track and a few other songs from that album. And, you know, I love Hole. I think they're great. I think they're a great band, and I fucking love that song. So I wanted to play it. We listened to Jessica Lee Mayfield after that with the song Bum Me Out off of her 2017 release Sorry Is Gone, which is the fourth and latest album from Jessica. She's an artist who's making music right now that I absolutely love. She's at the intersection of grunge and country and pop, and it all works really well. And she's honestly had such a crazy life. I follow her on Instagram, so I know she's had a stalker in the past, and someone killed her dog, and just really crazy stuff. But her music's really great, and speaks to the sad girl ethos. Crack Cloud was after that with the song Favor Your Fortune from their latest release, Pain Olympics, which came out this year and is the second full-length from the Vancouver group. Crack Cloud is basically an art collective. There's like 8 or 10 members of this band / collective. They make music videos and all their album covers. I mean, the two album covers they have are these, one is like super montage-y and has all these different images combined, and the Pain Olympics album cover is really theatrical in a sense. It's very epic. I don't know another word to describe it, but they're just really incredible, and they're speaking to addiction a lot on this album, which is something that is very complicated to talk about, and I think that they do it in a artistic and cool way. And then lastly, we listened to a song from The Egyptian Lover titled I Cry Night After Night. That's from the 1984 release On the Nile, which is the debut album from The Egyptian Lover. And this track was inspired by Dean Martin's song Crying Time, which I think is a fun little connection there. But this is the Bummer Bops mix here on Mood Indigo, and you know, I know that we all know this, but we are living in, I guess, one of the most stressful times of humanity on an individual, I shouldn't say humanity, but you know, I mean, I can't say that actually. It's a stressful time for the individual and as society as a whole. So it's so normal to have really rough days right now, and it's also normal to have really good days, and it's hard to control the emotions when there's no control anywhere else in life right now to a degree. So I'm not saying that to, you know, bum you out more, get you ruminating on that too much. I was saying that to say that it's okay if you feel that way, and to reach out to your friends and communicate with the people around you, and say thank you to someone who listens, or be there to be that person someone needs to listen to someone, you know? Like, we just need to have each other's backs right now, is the long story short, the Cliff Notes version of what I'm trying to say. And, oh, that's good, you know? But all right, it seems like a lot of people are in the hallway. I can hear them through my headphones, but I'll take that as a cue to keep playing music, I guess. Here's a song from Free the Birds, titled Burn Through the Other Side. This is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Burns to the other side, taking over. Burns to the other side. with the love you're building on.
You gotta be mine. We take it away. It's gotta be mine.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'll let you know the songs we just heard. So Free the Birds started off the set with the song Burn Through the Other Side, and that is from the EP On Delay, recently released. And Free the Birds is Brendan of Turnstile's latest project, and it's great. It's so great. It's so poppy, and he's just a really musically talented guy, and I dig the EP a lot. So check out On Delay if you have the time. We listened to Barbra Streisand and Barry Gibb after that with the song Guilty. That's from the album with the same name from 1980. And though that song isn't too sad, it's still a bop. It's still a hit. What a great duet. I mean, Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees coming in hot with those vocals. And I mean, Barbra, it's literally so insane. She's 78 years old and she has been making records since 1963. And she's like, or maybe 68. I could be. I'm doing this off of memory, not off of looking at something, but it's 63 or 68, regardless, ridiculous. And she came out with an album 2 years ago, and she was 76. But anyway, Barbra, true living legend. We listened to Tame Impala after that with the song Why Won't You Make Up Your Mind? And that's from the 2010 release Inner Speaker, which is the debut album from Tame Impala. And so crazy to think that album was released 10 years ago. I mean, you know, time just keeps moving. You can't stop it. And to see Tame Impala's progression into a more poppy lens or a more poppy framework is really interesting to me, because I feel like it's a path that a lot of artists take. I mean, when they're in the game for so long, I mean, not everyone, and I'm just, you know, thinking of this right now, it's interesting to hear how so many people kind of try out pop for a second, and I think it's great. I think it kind of shows a level of happiness, perhaps. I don't know. I feel like if to truly make good pop music, you have to be in a good state of mind or something. But I don't know. I'll work on that theory and get back to you. Bona Dish was after that with the song Fractured Heart. And Bona Dish is a band who existed just for a blip of time in the UK. And that song is from the Zaragoza Tapes, which is a compilation album of Bona Dish's recordings from 1981 to 1985. And they got something cool going on. I really love a lot of their songs. And then lastly, we listened to Abra with the song Cry Baby off of her EP Princess from 2016. And she hasn't put out any music in a few years, but her own music. She's been featured on some songs with various artists, but artists like Empress Of, I know she did something with, she's done something with Octavian, which is cool. She's worked with Tori Moi, but I would love to hear more of her stuff. I wonder how she's doing, what she's doing. I don't know, but shouts out to Abra. So this is the Bummer Bops mix, where we're listening to songs with a little bit of groove to help you in that little funk, that sad funk that comes over us every now and again. And if you are enjoying this show, I have a website, moodindigo.live. Houses all my previous shows, so you can go on there and scroll through over 100 shows, so like 200 hours of music right there for you. Music and Ramblings, This is my 110th show, which is super exciting, here with Radio Free Brooklyn. So many shows, so much music, and I hope to keep sharing music with you all. But yeah, go to moodindigo.live if you want to. No pressure. It houses my old shows, like I just mentioned, and also links to music videos or interviews or websites that relate to the music I play. So it's a great place to just get lost on the internet. And I mean, that's something I love to do sometimes, you know? You just start listening to music and you just start reading. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun to learn more. But we're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep listening to songs in this last hour of the show. And Sharon Van Etten is gonna open the next set with her song Our Love. This is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Listen to me talking quietly. How am I gonna let you get away from my arms? But I can see you are fooling me. Even whenever I wanna make you love me better, you walk away, you carry on. You only ever love me when you're with some fun. I'm laughing now, what you think of that? I know I maybe try to call you frequently, but don't worry now, cause you are boring me. Can never really love me cause I can't stay back. I'll let you go, I'm thinking that. I wanna hear you say that you let me down. I'll make it up, I'll make it up to you. I wanna hear you say you let me down. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up. I'll make it up, 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 make it up. I'll make it up, 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 make it up. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up, make it up, make it up. I'll make it up to you, 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 maybe up to you, maybe up to you, maybe up for you, no love for you, no love for you.
Afraid of the microphone. Yeah. surprise you're still the same, same. I wish I never seen your face.
All right, this is Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'll let you know what we listened to in that diverse set there. So Sharon Van Etten opened up that set with the song Our Love off of her 2014 release Are We There, which is her fourth album. Sharon Van Etten is from here in Brooklyn, New York. She's such a cool artist. She's someone else who kind of isn't just doing straight up like indie rock. You know what I mean? She's got some cool influences and has worked with David Lynch. So I love that. Terza was after that with the song Make It Up, which is a single of hers from 2015. And it was released before, I mean, okay. It was released in 2015. She only has one full-length album titled Devotion, which was released in 2018. She works closely with Micah Levi, Terza does, which is really cool. Micah Levi's as well as just a musician, she does scores for movies. She's done the movie Jackie, which is really, really heavy. And I guess that's kind of a theme within all of her scores, is it feels very heavy and dramatic and looming. She also, along with Jackie, has done the soundtracks for Under the Skin and the movie Monos, which was released last year, which was an incredible movie. Monos was superb, really. But yeah, Terza's such an incredible artist and really has her own sound and her own vibe that she's going for, and I love it. Charlotte Day Wilson was after that with the song Nothing New off of the 2018 release Stone Woman, which is the third release from Charlotte Day Wilson. She's a Canadian artist who is amazing on the saxophone as well. Got to see her live in the before times, and it was a really, really incredible show. Part Time was after that with the song I Can't Get You Out from the album All My Love and All Your Love from 2013. I just love any song about a crush or anything, because it is kind of one of those bittersweet things where it is fun and feels great, but it also is horrible and terrible all at the same time, you know? Gotta take the good with the bad. And then that last song I played, which felt abrasive compared to everything else, but I played it to make a point and add it to the 2020 emo renaissance dissertation that I guess I'm slowly cultivating. But that song was Change by Pale Waves, who are a band off of the label Dirty Hit from the UK. And that song literally is an Avril Lavigne song. I don't know. It's crazy. Like, the song is an Avril Lavigne song, and they're coming out with a new album this year. I'm assuming it's going to be released this year, titled Who Am I? And the album cover literally looks like the Let This Go album cover by Avril Lavigne. So I don't know. I think it's it's funny seeing all the Y2K nostalgia coming back, and I think that's something that's been happening and has been a conversation a lot, but that's just another example. So just something else to add to that file if you're also keeping track of that. But I'm gonna play a few more songs and then I'll come back and say my goodbyes, because the show is coming to a close here. But first, we're going to listen to a song from the Chromatics. Here is Dark Day. You are listening to Mood Indigo live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you.
All right, we just heard from the Chromatics first with the song Dark Day off of the 2010 release In the City. And then we heard from Negative Gemini. That was You Weren't There Anymore from the EP Bad Baby from 2019. We have enough time for about two more songs for you. But before we do that, I do want to say thank you for tuning in tonight. I will be here in the studio next week, same time, same place, spinning you some more sad songs to help you, you know, shake off whatever you gotta shake off. It's a tough time, so keep your head up and do things that make you happy when you can. This has been the Bummer Bops Mix. We've listened to a lot of different things here tonight, and some new, some old. I hope you heard a song that you love, or heard a new song that you love, a song that's new to you, you know, whatever. But I'll see you next week. I'm DJ Susie. This is Mood Indigo, and we're going to listen to Psychic TV, and then we're going to hear a song from Antonio Williams and Carrie McCoy after that. All right, here we go. See you next week.